With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The great Bill Steinbach there for putting together that little compilation. I think that's the first time we've had to pull out the Titanic for the Steelers, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, that's history right there.
That's new. I mean, we've done that, you know, multiple times a summer for the Pirates in recent years. But that was a most Pirate-like, right? Completely embarrassing. I mean, seriously, the Steelers absolutely got embarrassed. They got embarrassed yesterday. They not only got embarrassed, they got bullied, they got punked, they got pushed around the field. You know what? Blow the damn thing up. It's over. Forget about it. There's nothing more that you can say that's been said for 12 hours today before me. What can you possibly say? I've been saying, though, and again, I'm going to say it one more time. I know one of our frequent callers, Anthony Oakland, and I have been singing the same tune for the last 4 years, that by keeping Ben Roethlisberger around, all they've done is basically deluded themselves into thinking they were contenders for the last 3 or 4 years and delayed the inevitable rebuilding that needed to be done. Because essentially what they did every year when they brought him back was basically say, well, we've got Ben. So we can be contenders, or we can be fake contenders. But we're going to slap together a roster that we think might have a chance to win and compete and get to the playoffs. And who knows, if you get into the tournament, if you get into the, you know, what do we call, what do they call? If we get into the one-and-done tournament or whatever Mike Tomlin calls it, well, if we get into the tournament, anything can happen. Well, guess what? It hasn't happened. It ain't going to happen. Turn out the lights. The party is over. And any of you that had any delusions, and of course, last week I was called negative Yinzer guy, which maybe I am. I don't give a damn. I was called negative Yinzer guy because I had the audacity to suggest that what we saw in Los Angeles from Ben was fool's gold. That they got 17 points handed to them. That the offense was still only really responsible for 20 points, which is what they average. Okay, they couldn't even average that yesterday. They got 10 yesterday. I said, don't get deluded because he made a couple of passes. And all of a sudden last week, we heard people start to whisper, oh, I think he can go another year. I think they're going to give him another year. Hopefully what this loss yesterday did is end any of that speculation, any of that delusion, any of this idea that somehow there's a fountain of youth out there for Ben to find and he's going to drink from it and all of a sudden he's going to come back and solve the Steelers' problems again next year. They need to get a quarterback. They need to do it in this offseason. They need to forget about this idea that they're going to slop together, you know, an 8 or 9 win team just because, well, we never have a losing season. They need to fix this thing the right way. And that also includes blowing up the coaching staff. I'm not saying necessarily Mike Tomlin, but it's enough is enough. You've had this same stale coaching staff for how long? And yeah, I know Matt Canada's a new guy, but he was promoted from within. Keith Butler's been around forever. You go through the bios of some of these guys, they've been here forever. Sometimes that's good, but you know what? This whole organization needs a new direction. They need new energy. They need to stop with this idea that somehow they are going to be able to fool Father Time and fool everybody else. And, you know, the other thing about it is, and we're going to hear from Ryan Clark. We're going to hear a little clip from him a little bit later. He said it exactly the same way I said it when I wrote about it. And that is, nobody fears this team, this organization anymore. Nobody goes into this game and circles this game as this is like the most important and biggest game ever. Right? Nobody does that anymore. Nobody says, we're playing the Steelers tonight. This is one we really got to be careful because they are really, really going to be a team that's going to bring the heat. And if we win this game, it puts us on the map. This will be a statement game. Teams don't say that anymore. And the idea that there are still some people out there delusional enough to believe that they do is ridiculous. And here's the thing. I know Mike Tomlin is a really, really smart guy. He knows football. I guarantee you deep down, and not even deep down, if you got him in, you know, to have an honest conversation with you, he would tell you, this thing is really not that close. This is really not that close. This is a situation here where we are basically looking at a team that needs to be rebuilt. You ask me what I say, I tell you what I mean. The inside linebacking group is not good. There isn't a single guy in that room that should be here next year. Really. They're not good enough. Not good enough. The secondary. What in the hell? That's supposed to be Tomlin's, forte, his wheelhouse. Right? And you know what? The secondary's a disaster. The offensive line, well, they're young and they're going to learn. Really? Because at least two of the five young guys, quote unquote, on the offensive line look to me like they're not good enough. I don't get it. I don't understand it. At some point, you got to come and live in reality. And the reality is that this team is over. This era of Ben is over. There's no more window for Super Bowl runs. You look at what's left on their schedule, okay. You know, they might be able to, slop together three wins or whatever and find a way to get to the playoffs. It's the worst thing that could happen. If you love your Steelers, you should be rooting for them to get skull dragged every single game from here on out to the rest of the year so that, that finally somebody over there will sit down and face the reality that it is over and they need to restart and start with a fresh approach, some new ideas, and some guys who are good enough to make plays on Sundays. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.